Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Stimulus Show. It's typically live. This is Cheryl Smith. I'm her co-host, Ashley Moss. Good morning. Welcome to the day, and hopefully Cheryl will be joining us soon. But before we get started today, I just wanted to kind of reflect with you all with what I've been reflecting this morning, which is Monday morning in itself. You know, sometimes we don't look forward to Monday mornings. We have a sense of dread about them, whether we're going back to work, whether we have a new project, something that we haven't been looking forward to that suddenly we have to look forward to. And I just want to encourage you to just, before we get started today, do this with me. Unplug from that negativity before it starts and know that there is something brand new and important for you to do, not only today, but throughout the rest of the week. So if you will join with me, let's commit to being fully present so that we can not only honor God, but the one to have come before us, our ancestors. So will you do that with me? Let's make Monday a day that we cannot forget. And also before we get started, we can't make what we do happen at Text Metro News and iMessenger Media without the generous support of our partners. So just going to go through some of our partnership that we have. First of all, you can go to texasmetronews.com, click on the Wells Fargo ad, and you could win your very own special iMessenger tee or a business card ad to run in our publication for 3 months. We also have a paid political advertisement that is just a reminder. The general election is on November 3rd, 2020. Cast your vote for Judge Monica Purdy. Log on to www.texasmetronews.com. GarlandJournal.com or MyiMessenger.com, and you could win $300 in toll credits or $250 cash. Just make sure you take that short survey for your chance to win. And finally, don't forget to cast your vote for Judge Eric Moyer. This is a paid political advertisement, a reminder that the general election is on November 3rd, 2020. It is 3 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the Stimulus Show with Cheryl Smith, and hopefully she'll join us soon. But again, if you haven't joined us and today is your Monday, whether you're doing something brand new, maybe you return to work, maybe you're getting ready for school with your kids, let's make this a moment that's not only important just for today, but for the rest of the week. This is your moment, your day to do something brand new for the ones who have come before you and for God. So breaking news this morning, police in Wisconsin shot a black man in the back multiple times, sparking protests. You say, well, what happened? This is also a story that we're watching fairly closely. The shooting happened near 28th Avenue and 40th Street in Canoga, Wisconsin. It happened yesterday evening, just after 5 p.m. Sources say, folks that were on the scene say that officers were called for a domestic incident, but we have seen graphic video of the shooting. It's been circulating all over social media, and it shows Mr. Jacob Blake walking away from police and getting into a SUV. One officer was holding Blake's shirt and several gunshots, 7 to the exact confirmed. He is in what we now know is critical condition. That Kenosha County declared a state of emergency last night at 10 p.m. and ended this morning at 7. a.m. There's more protests that are happening in the city right now. We are waiting for more information to know exactly what happened. But again, breaking news, there was another police-involved shooting in Wisconsin last night with Jacob Blake. He is in critical condition. We'll keep you updated. What else have we got going on today? There's actually lots of going on this week. If you didn't know, this week is the Republican National Convention. The Republican National Convention kicks off tonight, Monday, August 24th. It's going to feature four nights of speakers, similar to how the Democratic National Convention was set up last week. These are obviously going to be the president's most vocal supporters on Capitol Hill. He'll also have lots of appearances from his family. And then also Americans who the Trump campaign says have helped write his great American story while he's been in office. Among those set to appear, which we thought we'd point out, Mike and Patricia McCloskey. If you didn't remember, this is the couple that were pointing guns at Black Lives Matter protesters outside of their St. Louis mansion in late June. Also featured will be Nicholas Sandman. If you don't remember, he was the gentleman that was on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial last year. The video of him went viral. He was featured on camera with a Native American activist, Nathan Phillips, and that just became this huge situation. If you don't remember, it's this young man and this Native American activist kind of almost nose to nose on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial last week. It set off kind of a firestorm of coverage. Mr. Sander kind of sued for, for slander. Also on the agenda for the Republican National Convention, Rudy Giuliani, who is Mr. Trump's personal attorney, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, Dana White, and Charlie Kirk, who is the founder of Turning Point USA. That starts tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Where can you watch it if you'd like to watch it? It'll be live on YouTube. It will be on Facebook. Several other social media outlets will carry it, and then most, if not all, of the major cable outlets will be showing at least just clips of the evening. Why is this important? I'm not supporting the president. Well, like I always used to say, number one, it's important to vote. And so we're obviously not on here telling you who to vote for, but we're telling you that it's important to vote. But I also think it's important to know who your opposition is stands for, what they stand for, who they've got kind of in their holster. And so I think it's important to stay informed. So again, the Republican National Convention starts tonight. So ahead of tonight, what's been happening with President Donald Trump? Well, last night, if you didn't hear, he authorized an emergency authorization to treat COVID-19 patients with plasma. This is a move that has been called, there's not enough information to show that plasma is effective enough to treat COVID-19 patients, but the president says that this is a breakthrough opportunity. One of his top health officials said that it was promising, and then although other health experts are saying more information is needed, more studies are needed before this can be celebrated. I don't know that this is, I do think that we have to keep in mind that this is coming one night, one day before the start of the Republican National Convention. This also comes after White House officials complained that there have been politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration in approving a vaccine and therapy for this COVID-19 disease that's ravaged not only our nation, but our world. And they're saying this could upend President Trump's chances to be reelected. And I'll let you guys make that determination. Again, the president has announced emergency authorization to use plasma to treat COVID-19 patients. Folks in his team say that it's something to be celebrated and to be used right away. Other health officials are saying, hold on, more information is needed. So it's just 9 minutes after the hour. Again, this is the Stimulus Show with Cheryl Smith, and I'm just going to raise the elephant in the room. You might be looking at me this morning and go, what is this line that she's got across her forehead? I'm going to insert this here. I ran out of the house with something new this morning. I've got my face shields. It's just a reminder to wear your mask because it's important to keep not only you safe, but other people around you. So I wore a face shield today. I don't know if you guys have have gotten into these. This is one of the hottest trends of this season's fashion. Just right along with the vote necklace that Michelle Obama was wearing during the convention last week. Facials also, they keep not only other people safe, but you kind of protect it from what's going on around you. So if you're noticing that I've got some what looks like bumps and bruises on my forehead, really it's just my face shield. Good morning to everyone on the line. And chime in if you're watching us from Facebook, if you're watching us or listening to us on Blog Talk Live, chime in. What's important to you this morning? How are you starting your morning routine? Something that we might do here later, your morning routine. What is getting you going, not only for the day, but for the week? I have to admit that sometimes Mondays are a little bit challenging for me. Something I did this morning that I don't normally do is I woke up a lot earlier, and I gave myself some time to breathe. I woke up, I did some stretching, I did some meditation. I tried to look ahead and look forward to my week, not as something to be challenged by or nervous by just because it's a brand new week to attack, but it's another day that I literally woke up and that I'm blessed by. So type in the chat, how do you guys get your Monday morning started? How do you guys get ready for the week? Let me know. Again, Republican National Convention starts tonight. If you're hearing it from me, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I am telling you to be aware of the opposition on either side of who you're voting for. What else is going on? Just kind of wondering. Another thing that I saw that I thought was really interesting, Black wealth is on the horizon. So in 2020, so many pressing issues are on the rise. We're hearing a lot about the election. We're hearing about the census, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Obviously, the coronavirus, COVID-19, is ravaging not only the American population, but Black and Brown communities across the nation. That's something really important. What else is going on? Well, Black wealth has been on my mind. That's one of the things that I think is just coming up in all of the other issues that we're facing. So just wanted to share something that I found. Forbes has looked at the top 50th wealthiest celebrities in the world. They've used also some of this data to predict who will be the major wealth earners in the next 10 years. That's up to 2030. Oprah Winfrey led the list with a predicted net worth of, drumroll please, $4.2 billion. I can't even fathom that. But she's followed by Kanye West, who's estimated to have at least $4 billion in net wealth in the next 10 years. His wife, Kim Kardashian, sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner, and Jay-Z, entertainer, also rounded out the top five. And you say, why is that important? I have nothing to do with that $4 billion that Oprah Winfrey or Kanye West are going to earn. And to me, that just made me start thinking about what does Black wealth look like in the average American household? 2016, Brookings Institute did some research. The average Black household held $124,000 less wealth, 54%, than the average white household. This is coming on the heels of the information, the median or typical Black household wealth reported was just $43,000, 50%. And again, that's less than general white households. And so you're saying, why can't the Black communities get their wealth up, right? Why, you know, where are the issues with building wealth coming back to? Historians say that can be traced back to the beginnings of American history. You could probably go all the way back to slavery. But there's a myriad of things. There's more than close to 250 years of slavery. There's mismanagement that came after that. There's some mismanagement with things like the Freedmen's Savings Bank. There's been mismanagement of what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or in Rosewood in Florida. Massacres that had happened, how we got to Brown versus Board of Education. There's in every generation, in every season of Black American life, there has been something that has contributed to major wealth loss. and you know, Tulsa Greenwood District, that goes back to 1921, which is close to 100 years ago. That's 99 years ago as of this year. So that's just something else that we're keeping an eye on this year. How do we get our Black wealth stack up? And so that's something I also want to hear from you. If you've got suggestions, if you've got stories, weigh in and let us know. Just a quick note here, for those of you who are collecting unemployment as of August 20th, 2020, our Texas Governor Greg Abbott authorized a new kind of incentive that there can be an additional application of $300 that might be available. This is President Trump's Lost Wage Assistance Executive Order. These changes are being worked to implement as quickly as possible. What does that mean? You might be able to get an additional $300. If you know, back in July, at the end of July, that $600 extra stimulus money that was being made available for coronavirus, job loss, unemployment went away. Nothing was in place other than whatever you were receiving from your state, whether it was Texas or otherwise. And there's an additional $300 that might be available. So if you were looking for additional money to help supplement maybe what you've lost throughout this year, know that that is coming. If you aren't already, you know, if you aren't already receiving or aren't already receiving extra dollars, know that that's coming. Hopefully you've received your first stimulus payment, which was $1,200, up to $1,200 for individuals. If you have not received it, it could take as late as September to receive that first stimulus payment. We are all kind of on our chairs waiting to see what additional money might come out of a new kind of extended CARES Act. We're hoping by September 8th, when Congress is back in action, that they will have come up with a brand new plan. So that's more information that is needed there. 16 minutes after the hour. Again, this is a stimulus show with Cyril Smith. And again, we would not be able to do what we're doing without support for our general supporters. So don't forget, November 3rd is the general election. Do not forget to cast your vote for Judge Eric Morier. This is a paid political advertisement. Again, just a reminder to vote in the general election on November 3rd. Second, you can log on to TexasMetroNews.com, www.garlandjournal.com, or MyiMessenger.com and win up to $300 in toll credits or $250 cash. There is a short survey that you need to take for a chance to win. So I took it. It doesn't take long. It takes just a few minutes. So take that survey for a chance to win. Again, another paid political advertisement, just a reminder that the general election is on November 3rd. Cast your vote for Judge Monica Purdy. And lastly, go to www.texasmetronews.com, click on the Wells Fargo ad, and you could win your own very special iMessenger tee shirt or a business card ad for 3 months. And you might be saying, what can I do with a business card ad? Well, if you don't already have a small business, if you don't already have a side hustle, if you don't already have something that you're doing to market yourself or brand yourself, we're offering those ideas in place. So basically saying, you have a chance to win a business card ad that will help you take the next level of your dream, take your dream to the next level. We win a special iMessenger t-shirt, which is in support of kind of what we're doing here at Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, and iMessenger Media, which is getting you the information that you need to be successful. And again, also on social media, if you're not already following, there are several things that you can do. Follow us at Texas Metro News on Twitter and on Facebook. You can also follow us on Garland Journal and my iMessenger. You can also follow our publisher. She's Pen on Fire on all of those entities. And again, if you aren't familiar with us, you might be just joining us for the first time today, or you may have just joined us, you know, maybe it's your second or third time. You're watching The Stimulus Show. It's typically with Cheryl Smith. I'm her co-host, Ashley Moss. And we're giving you all the information that might be useful to you, that might be helpful for you, and information that you need to keep your day going. So what have we talked about this morning? We've talked about Black Wells. We've talked about breaking news out of Wisconsin. If you haven't heard, police in Wisconsin did shoot a Black man in the back several times as of last night. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers identified the man as Mr. Lake. Kenosha County declared a state of emergency last night at 10 p.m. Protests broke out. It ended this morning at 7 a.m. We are still waiting on more information about exactly what happened. But here's what we know. The shooting happened near 28th Avenue and 48th and 40th Avenue in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. It happened right after that 5 p.m. hour, 5:11. Officers were called to the scene for what they describe as a domestic incident. But you may have seen, or you can find graphic videos circulating on social media right now of Mr. Jacob Blake walking away from police, getting into an SUV. An officer is seen as holding on to Mr. Blake's shirt. And then video then shows up to seven gunshots can be heard in the background. Mr. Blake is in critical condition. We are watching this story closely. We will keep you updated. And it's really just kind of a shame. I was talking to someone online last night, and we were reflecting, she was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Obviously, I'm here in Dallas. I keep an eye on the news in so many different places. And we were reflecting that, you know, there's not a whole lot that you're hearing about protests. You've heard about them in Portland, you've heard about them in Chicago as of recently, but it's not nearly dominating the news in ways that it had. She was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she messaged me to say that the protests were starting back up in the city just over different issues. And I said to her last night, before I'd heard about the issue with Mr. Blake, it's probably only a matter of time before something else happens, before the protests start. And you're saying, why is that? Well, it's because information is not being shared. Things are not being heard. If you didn't know, here in Dallas County or in Texas, we've been watching news about police reform and police brutality all summer. Leon Reed is an attorney out of Fort Worth who walked from Fort Worth to Austin, all in the name of police reform and change. He planned to hand deliver a letter to the governor outlining his plan for what he thought or could, you know, think could happen, could be successful in terms of police reform. Well, late last week, I don't know if you heard, the governor issued a statement saying that counties, cities that do that consider defunding the police, taking funds away from local police departments, could be penalized in other ways. So police reform, like we hope, may or may not be happening. And so it's only a matter of time, or, you know, less than 80 days out from the election. So many things are important. You may be watching the United States Postal Service. There is live testimony happening today to kind of ask the questions, what is happening with the Postal Service? Are there measures being put in place to limit people's abilities to vote come November? So there's just a whole lot that's going on. And unfortunately, my friend and I were discussing, it's only a matter of time before something happens. So how do you eliminate what happens? Well, you put change and reform in place. So sound off if you're watching here on Facebook. This is The Stimulus Show with Cheryl Smith. It's 23 minutes after the hour. Sound off. Type in the box. What is the news that's important to you? What are you watching closely? What do you think about police reform and brutality as it's played out here in the country throughout the summer? This has been 2020. You know, there are so many jokes happening about the year 2020 related to COVID-19, related to police brutality, related to protests, related to going back to school. There's so much that's been happening. Let us know what's important to know. What else is going on? That's probably a good time to kind of give you the latest update about what's going on with COVID-19. There have been, as of more than 589,000 cases of COVID-19 infections across all across the state of Texas. There have been more than 11,000 deaths. In North Texas, there have been more than 144,000 cases. A few more than 1,900 deaths, and these are counties that consider themselves North Texas. And the numbers are rising, you know, and one of the latest things that we're watching here in Texas is that there have been issues with counting. There have been issues with culling and pulling the data together. And so it's estimated that the numbers are much higher than they thought. And if you didn't know, the United States counts for up to a quarter of all cases in the world. And so obviously, you know, you might hear from the administration that we're finally finding a way to get the numbers down. The numbers are down. Positivity rate, the last time I checked, was just 1% in the state of New York. It's as low as 3% on the West Coast. We're still averaging 10% in various counties around Texas. And so our numbers are still rising. And so you're saying, why is that important? It's what should make you concerned about still going out to work. It's why we're still emphasizing things like needing to wear a mask and needing to wash your hands and needing to social distance. The numbers are dropping in certain places and they're not dropping in others. We have not, by no means, have we figured out how to stop coronavirus from spreading all throughout the country. Data showed over the weekend that the Spanish flu of 1918 took up to 4 years to get under control. And this, again, is another once-in-a-lifetime event with coronavirus. It could take health authorities, national and local health authorities, said it could take up to 2 years to also get this under control. But if you're like me, you want to know how you can do your part. And wear a mask, wear a face shield, continue to safely social distance, be mindful of who's around you. And then I would also put out this out there, as you're being mindful and doing your part, you want to keep yourself protected as well, not just from the physical disease, but coronavirus scam. So there's a lot that's happening right now with coronavirus, and just want to let you know about kind of some of the scams that you need to be aware of. There's a lot that's happening. You might be approached by someone that identifies themselves as a contact tracer. They could be a scammer who's trying to get your personal information. And you're saying, what's a contact tracer? Contact tracer is somebody that is trying to help curb the spread in local communities. They're typically hired employees. They've been called to go out into the community whenever there's an outbreak. They're trying to figure out where did it start. They're the ones who are going out in the community trying to keep a pulse on COVID-19 before it breaks out in your neighborhood. If you're saying, how do I know the difference between a contact tracer and a scammer? A contact tracer should be able to show you official identification. They should have some type of badge. They should be able to tell you their start date. They should be able to tell you kind of what their jurisdiction is. Legitimate tracers will ask for health information. They will not ask for personal identifiable financial information. They also will not ask you for money. You don't need to respond. They're not going to ask you for your phone number to try to get in touch with you later. How else do you know if something is a scam related to COVID-19? Don't respond to texts. Don't respond to emails. Don't respond to phone calls asking about checks from the government. By now, you hopefully have received that one-time $1,200 stimulus payment. If you have not received it, it could take us until September to receive that first payment. As a nation, we're still watching, waiting to see if a second payment will be cut. And out of that, unless you file for unemployment, you might be eligible to receive up to an additional $300, at least in the state of Texas. So outside of that, there's no other money on the table. So someone calls you and says, hey, I've got this free money out here for you. I just need XYZ of your information. That is most likely a scam. That is not something that you should be responding to. What are other coronavirus scams? There might be offers for vaccination and testing. Scammers are selling products that they are saying will help treat or prevent COVID-19. They do not typically have proof that they'll work. If you're trying to figure out, well, how do I know about vaccinations? How do I know about testing kits? We've actually got on our TexasMetroNews.com site, we have a list of verified official testing locations all around North Texas. So if you need to get tested, if you want more information about what might be available for vaccinating your home test investing tips, go to TexasMetroNews.com. We've got a section at the top of our website that's just reserved for COVID-19 news. You can click the photo, go to our list of testing sites. It also includes information from health systems like Parkland. That's where you're going to get verified information. So if someone's reaching out to you saying that they've got a personal home testing kit, that they've got information about vaccines, there are more than 20 drug trials that are happening all across, I believe, the world right now. There's nothing verified in terms of the vaccine. So if somebody reaches out to you, also know that that's a scam. As for testing kits, there have been many testing kits that have been advertised. They have not been verified by the FDA. So again, get that information from our website, Texas Metro News. And by the way, you'll not only find information about COVID-19, but you'll find local daily news of what's happening all across North Texas. We're keeping an eye on the latest news all across the country. Again, information that's necessary and interest to you. And we've also got information about sports. You'll find community news. You'll see ads for things that you might want to take advantage of here in the North Texas area. And it's not just for North Texas. This is information that will be useful for you that's happening all across the country. Also just want to get you kind of some updated information. Tarrant County, if you're not in Dallas County, you're in Tarrant County, they're doing saliva testing through September 30th. They're doing that in North Richland Hills, Texas. This is also a brand new testing site that's happening in the parking lot of the Family Water Park. It's kicking off today. It started at 8 a.m. It'll go through 2 p.m. not only today, but through Saturday. The tests are a lot less invasive. They'll be administered through mouth swabs instead of the swab that's up your nose. You can book appointments. Go ahead and Google it. COVID-19 saliva testing site, Tarrant County. We'll actually have this information up on our website later on. So, and if you're saying, no, I don't need a test, well, now that it's a little less invasive, maybe now you're considering, if you've got kids that are going back to school, if you're considering going back to work, maybe you're just wondering, am I asymptomatic? Do I need to keep the people around me safe? Maybe you're considering testing. Testing is down. That doesn't mean the cases are down. That just means that fewer people are getting tested. So consider it. Again, go to our website, Texas Metro News, for all the information that you need about testing and more. What else do you need to be aware of in terms of scams? Robocalls. Scammers are using illegal robocalls. Those are those annoying calls that will call and keep calling you. They're going to pitch everything from low-priced health insurance to work-at-home schemes. You can find all the most official information that you need about coronavirus on coronavirus.gov, CDC's website. We have links to the latest and greatest information on R. You can trust us as your news source, TexasMetroNews.com. But don't listen to robocalls. They're the ones that will be calling you. They will keep calling you. Hang up. Don't answer. Google the number before you answer. And those are just little things that you can do to stay on top of the latest information. Email as well. What do you have to be aware of? Emails that might be coming from the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, or the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, they're not going to be sending you personal, emails about testing or vaccines or testing sites. You have to be very careful. How do I know if it's an official email or not? Look at the subject line. Look at the to line. Where these information coming from? Where are these emails coming from? Use sites like coronavirus.org or usa.gov/coronavirus to get your latest information. Again, do not click links that you see in emails that do not look quite right. That's one of the easiest way to get scammers that have access to your computer and your personal information. Again, do not click links on emails that do not look quite right. Get your information from coronavirus.org and do your homework. Now's a time where we're being asked to kind of help out, make donations to things like the World Health Organization, make donations to whether it's money or you know, the Red Cross might be asking you to give either give blood or give resources to help kind of continue the work. Be cognizant about who is asking you for donations, how they're asking you for donations, and why they're asking you for donations. Consider this. Don't give donations in cash. Don't give donations in gift cards. Reputable organizations will also not ask you to donations by gift card. They'll also not ask you to wire money. There should be a safe, secure way to give a donation if you choose to do that towards what's happening with coronavirus or anything else. And again, we'll keep you up to date on coronavirus scams. Again, it's 10:35, 25 minutes before the hour, just to let you know. We have a daily newsletter, so if you're not getting our newsletter, our daily e-blast, you can email editor@myimessenger.com and leave your email address. You can also type right into this Facebook chat right now and say, hey, I'm not getting this daily newsletter e-blast. We'll make sure we won't spam or scam you. We'll make sure that you only get from us at least the daily e-blast. You say, what's important in that daily e-blast? We're giving you all the information you need from North Texas and more. We'll keep you up to date about the latest information that we're finding about coronavirus, the latest testing sites. We'll share everything from graduations and anniversaries, announcements about the local news that's important to you. We'll keep you up to date on things like the election, what's happening locally and nationally, and we'll share fun information. We'll tell you what's happening at your local library. We'll tell you about the events that you want to attend in your community. We're helping keep the pulse on what's important and what you need to know. So again, pop your email in our Facebook chat or email editor@myimessenger.com. That's one of the best ways to get all the news that you need and more about what's going on TexasMetroNews.com. And while we're thinking about that, we want to hear from you. So if you're watching today, go ahead and pop in the Facebook chat and tell us how your day is going. Tell us how your Monday is going. I started off by saying Mondays are never my favorite, and I was very convicted last night to kind of sit down and take a moment to say, I need to figure out where my inspiration is coming from. And then this morning, I kind of drew on that same kind of vibe to say, hey, I'm going to wake up looking forward to Monday morning. I'm not going to look at Monday morning with a sense of dread. I'm going to unplug from negativity before it starts, and I'm going to commit to being fully present so that I can not only honor God, but also honor my ancestors, my family, the folks that I work with. Because it's the moments that we live here in life, they're never just about us. They're always about a greater purpose, and they're always about other people. So if you're like me, you're easing into your Monday. Let me know what your morning routine looks like. Again, this is Ashley Moss. It's 37 minutes after the hour. This is The Stimulus Show with Cheryl Smith. I'm on today. Let us know kind of what you're doing and how you're doing. So what have we talked about today? I just gave you guys kind of the latest update on COVID-19. Just want to give you a rundown of the numbers. Dallas County, Saturday night, they reported more than 1,000 cases of COVID-19. If you haven't heard, there's a backlog that was found in the system just a few weeks ago. So 862 of those 1,000 new cases are reportedly coming from the state's backlog system. You're saying what happened? It's a glitch in the reporting system. And so what that really means is that the cases that had been reported are really found to be much higher. Yes, is that a point of concern? Absolutely. But what you and I can do is continue to do our part, which is to wear a mask or wear our face shields, continue to social distance, keep an eye about what's going on in the community around you. If you find yourself having symptoms, go get tested. Consider quarantining if you're traveling in or out of the state. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins called the state reporting system this error problematic, and the county is continuing to receive updated numbers of confirmed cases from previous months. they're really just trying to fix it. They're figuring out kind of where this backlog happened. So stay tuned with us. We'll keep an eye on kind of this latest story. Again, there's a backlog that's been reported in the state's reporting system for COVID-19, meaning the cases around the country are really projected to be much higher than previously thought. Tarrant County, over the weekend, 228 additional new cases were reported. The county has not verified whether or not these new cases were from the backlog. This now brings the total number of confirmed cases in Tarrant County to more than 39,000, almost 40,000 cases. Denton County, close by, reported 145 new cases. Collin County had no new cases to report as of Saturday. However, Collin County did have four additional coronavirus-related deaths over the weekend. This comes as there have been more than 23 million confirmed cases of coronavirus around the world, not just around the country, around the world. And so 2020 has been quite a year. You've been following us, you know, here online. We've had not only coronavirus, we've been watching closely death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, who still has not had vindication in the death. She died in March. We've had countless issues. We're following very closely today out of Wisconsin about a Black woman being involved in a police-involved shooting. We're edging ourselves towards the election. So if you're not registered to vote, you still have time to register to vote. So you need to do it, and you're saying it's not important. Now is more important than ever to vote in the 2020 election. If you are at least 17, you're going to be 18 by the time it's registered to the vote comes around on November 3rd. You can vote. Now is more important than ever to do that. If you have not filled out the census, now is time to do it. You can self-report right now on census.gov. You can leave this broadcast. You can leave. Stop what you're doing. It takes, I promise you, it can take less than 10 minutes to report what's happening, and you're saying, why isn't it important for me to fill out the census? This is how America knows who we are. More than 2% of the Black community was underreported in the 2010 census that has been shown to be up to 10 million people. And you say, that number doesn't sound bad. Well, yes, it is. It's because women, men, children all across the country were underreported. That's just as good as saying we weren't here. The census helps identify opportunities for additional education, funding that goes into the school system. It's what helps allocations and fundings to fix basic things like roads and construction sites. It's how we begin to close things like digital divide by knowing who's in our community and where digital divides are happening. It's what is helping major legislation. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. It's what's helping the powers that be, the leadership of this country, figure out what they're taking to the table. And you're saying, why is that important? Well, if you didn't know, the deadline for the census was pushed up an entire month. And supporters for pushing this deadline up, the Census Bureau was reporting that the original deadline, which was pushed back, the deadline that had been in place up until a couple months ago, the end of October, the Census Bureau reported that by leaving the deadline in place only until October, it means that the information, the data that's coming from the census would not be provided in time to the president who needs this information. And so they pushed it up an entire month. And that is kind of not what we're wanting to happen. So if you didn't know, on August 3rd, the Census Bureau Director Steve Dillingham, he released a statement that was related to the 2020 operational plan. This now requires that all offices complete their work by September 30th, 2020. Data is showing that only 4 out of 10 households have reported completed the census, and it's not a good thing. So authorities all across the country are calling on Congress to act immediately in an effort to preserve our nation's democracy. We cannot actively speak out on things if we're not counted. And so we're hoping legislation to be put in place to extend that deadline past December 31st, which is when the data from the census is supposed to be delivered. Extending this deadline will do what you say. it will give more time to accurately report the information that's been recorded in the census. This is taking into consideration the impact of COVID-19, the impact of all of the things that have happened in 2020 in our nation. And it's going to allow what could otherwise be an incredibly inaccurate count accurate. And what does this do? All it does is help the health and wellness of our nation. So again, if you haven't gotten your census form, get it in right away. It's important to know. So it could be potentially harmful to the lives of Black and Brown people, not only here in North Texas, not only here in the state of Texas, but across the country. So in the 2010 census, you might say Black youth were undercounted at almost twice the rate as non-Black children. This is according to data that was released by the Urban Institute. And you're saying, why was that important? The data that's reported when they're a contributor to programs like the National School Lunch Program. So if we don't have accurate numbers, that means accurate federal funding is not allocated to the programs that are important. Similarly, the U.S. Census Bureau reported that more than 2% of Blacks, again, I mentioned this, undercounted in the 20 census group, more than any other racial and ethnic group. So when we're looking at kind of our history in America about what has traumatized, endangered, held Black, Brown communities, Indigenous communities, lower income communities, you look at things that were not counted correctly. You can look at the census. So again, you could fill out that census form right now, my2020census.gov. You can call the number. Again, we'll make sure we have this information up in some form or fashion on Texas Metro News. I'll just give you the number. It's 844-330-2020. Again, that number is 844-330-2020. You can still self-respond to the census online. There might be a census taker that visits you. You should be able to provide official documentation showing that they're a census taker. They're not going to be asking you for personal money information. They're not going to ask you for personal identifiable information. So again, kind of just be aware. If you haven't filled out your census, fill it out. If you haven't registered to vote, fill it out. There are options for voter and mail-in options. If you're concerned about going out to the polls in November, there's an option there. And just to let you know, another story that we're watching, there could be a voter supercenter that crops up at the American Airlines Center in November. You're saying, what is that? We've been watching this story as well. Dallas Mavericks have been trying to team up with Dallas to create a voter supercenter. Voter supercenters might be popping up all across the country. What are they? They are large venues that might not be in use because of everything going on. It will allow for things like social distancing, shorter lines, and enhanced safety for voters. And the point is to get as many people out to vote as possible. You're saying, who's coordinating this? It's not just the Democrats, not just the Republicans. This is a nonpartisan team of boards who have convened. That means they're looking at different areas. They're talking to owners and folks that have skin in the game, as we'll say, all across the country, elections officials. The point is to figure out how to offer additional voting sites all across the country. So again, this is something that we're watching, a voting supercenter that could crop up at the American Airlines Center in November. This is artists, community leaders, athletes, organizations are trying to make sure that voting happens. So again, we'll keep an eye on that election supercenter that could happen at the American Airlines Center and across the country. So again, we're at just 12 minutes before the end of the hour, getting to the end, but we're still giving you all the information that we need to know. Again, what we do here in Texas Metro News, what we're doing right here online, what we're doing on our website, we are a multi-platform news organization. We are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we produce a weekly newsletter, a weekly paper, a daily newsletter. You're saying, how are we able to do these things? It's not without the generous support of all of our partners. Again, I just want to share a little bit when you paid advertisement, don't forget to cast your vote for Judge Eric Morgay. This is a paid political advertisement. That's also a reminder to vote in the general election that's coming up on November 3rd, 2020. Again, log on to www.texasmetronews.com, garlandjournal.com, or myimessenger.com, and you could win $300, which is a lot of money, in toll credits, or $250 cash. You see, does that require just a short survey for your chance to win? I've taken it. It takes just a few minutes. Next, a paid political advertisement. Just a reminder that the general election is on Tuesday, November 3rd. Cast your vote for Judge Monica Purdy. And lastly, go to TexasMetroNews.com. Click on, we have in a couple different places, the Wells Fargo ad. You could win one, your own special iMessenger t-shirt, or a business card ad for 3 months. And you say, what can I do with a business card ad? That dream that you've been fostering, that dream that you've been thinking about, now's the time to put it in action. 2020 is not the time to hold back on your dreams. 2020 is not the time to take a step back and say, what happened? It's the time to make your dreams happen. So go to TexasMetroNews.com, click on that ad, fill out that form. You could win a special business card ad. And what does that do? It helps you put your dream into motion. If you don't know who I am Ashley Moss, sitting in for Cheryl Smith on today's special edition of Texas Metro News. I am, for the second time, new to Texas, so I am one of those people that said, I am going to continue to dream in a pandemic, and so I picked up, I'm originally from the D.C. area, came here to Texas to join the Texas Metro News team for the next year or so to get the word out, not just for Black voters, but for all voters, not just in the paper, but online as well. I think information is important. We need to be informed, well informed about what's going on in our town, in our city, in our community, across our country, and around the world. So privileged to be part of the Texas Metro News team. So don't stop dreaming is what I would say in a pandemic. So whatever dream that you have going on, let us know. Texas, you know, pop into our direct message box, Facebook, send us some messages on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and let us know what your dream is. We'd love to kind of feature and talk about what you've got going on in your life in an upcoming edition of the Stimulus Show or one of our other shows that happens here every day. We broadcast live between 11 and 12 or 11 to 1 every single day. So make sure you join us live every day here on TexasMetroNews.com. We've got shows coming up later this week from Alana J. Bearfield. We've got I'll be on for the, you know, later this week. Cheryl Smith might give us another run on the show later this week. We'll have the millennials joining us on Wednesday to kind of talk about some of the latest topics, not only just for the state of Texas, but around the world. Again, we are bringing you news that you need to hear from on a daily basis. So TexasMetroNews.com after we're off today to kind of keep an eye on what's going on locally, nationally, and even internationally, as well as COVID-19 news. So 52 minutes after the hour. Again, we're keeping an eye on some of the major issues that are happening. If you didn't know, police in Wisconsin were involved in an officer-involved shooting of Jacob Blake. From what we know right now, he's in critical condition. There's an emergency curfew that was put in effect late last night until 7 a.m. this morning. You say, what happened? It was a shooting that happened near 28th Avenue and 48th Street in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. Officers were called reportedly to the scene for a domestic incident. What we know next is what we've seen on graphic video that's been circulating on social media. It shows Mr. Jacob Blake walking away from police, getting into an SUV. Officer is seen holding on to Blake's shirt. And then from what we hear, see in the rest of the video, shots rang out. Mr. Blake is now in critical condition. This is another officer-involved shooting. This is coming on the heels of police departments all around the country taking a look at or even defunding their police departments in favor of putting that money into either other plans for public safety, putting into other local plans here. If you're watching in North Texas, Governor Abbott did release a statement last week saying that there could be implications for counties, towns that choose to defund or otherwise not fund local police departments. We're definitely keeping an eye on what's happening here. But as I mentioned earlier, I was just having a conversation last night with a friend who was talking about protests that were starting to happen again in her town, and it's only a matter of time. And protests aren't a bad thing, but they're a sign of change that hasn't happened, that needs to happen. And again, we are just a couple months away from the 2020 election. There's a lot at stake. So if you're not already registered to vote, make sure you vote. Again, the Republican National Convention is set to kick off tonight, Monday, August 24th. It'll happen beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. It's going to feature four nights of speakers, just like the Democratic National Convention last night. The Republican National Convention is going to feature some of the president's most vocal supporters from Capitol Hill. His family, his presidency obviously is a family affair. His family will be on hand to speak. Melania Trump will be speaking tomorrow night. The Trump campaign is going to have folks on who, in their words, are helping to write the great American story. So I say tune in, not as a supporter, but tune in, whether or not you're a supporter or not, to know what the other side is concerned about, what they're pushing. The president did release his plan today that has 50 points for what he says will be his second term focus. You can find that online. So yeah, the Republican National Convention starts tonight. What else is happening this week that you need to know about? The March on Washington. It is returning to the nation's capital. This is something that we've also been watching closely. We were unsure if it would happen kind of in the face of coronavirus, but tens of thousands of people are expected to gather at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. this Friday to commemorate the historic March on Washington that happened in 1963. This was a great kind of moment in civil rights history. This demonstration also is going to happen on the 57th anniversary of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s iconic I Have a Dream speech, and it's going to be a moment to restore and recommit, in the words of supporters and organizers, to the dream that Dr. Martin Luther King had in place 57 years ago. The Reverend Al Sharpton's, his National Action Network, they've been planning this march. They weren't sure that it was going to happen in person. They've been planning a virtual march, in the very least, with the NAACP. It was announced after George Floyd's death earlier this year and the funeral that happened in June. Again, weren't sure that it's happening. It is happening in person. So make sure you go online if you are in the area. If you want to make plans to attend that in the area, make sure that you know before you go. You're going to be required to wear masks. You're going to be required to social distance as much as possible. But again, why is this happening? You might be saying, with everything happening, why is this happening now? This is in response to nationwide protests that have been happening against police brutality, racial injustice, in kind of on the heels of this election, this ultra important election that's happening. Again, George Floyd, he passed away in late May after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's why this is happening now. The death of Breonna Taylor, that still has not been vindicated, that still has not been kind of, action still has not been taken. That's why this National March on Washington is happening again. So Reverend Al Sharpton and Martin Luther King III, he is the son of the late civil rights leader, are also expected to participate in the event. They are planning on complying with national health guidance and ordinances related to the coronavirus pandemic. You will be able to find that, stream that online on multiple places, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. But again, if you're local, you can participate in that in person. Go online to find out how. If you're not local, you can still support through the National Action Network, which is an organization by Reverend Al Sharpton. Your local NAACP chapter might be also participating in a virtual march. So this is another way that you can get involved. put your money where your mouth is. You can involve by making a donation online. You can get involved by making sure that the community around you knows what's happening with this march and more. If you're local, if you want to find a way to make yourself local, you can do that as well. Again, the March on Washington is returning to the nation's capital. It is happening this week. It is 11:59. It's been a privilege to join you today. Make sure, again, that you get the information and more that you need for your week happening all on Texas Metro News. Again, what we do here is important. It's necessary. That's why our publisher, Cheryl Smith, backs it. We have a multitude of publications that we have. We're a multi-platform news organization. So you might be saying, again, how do you all make this happen? It's not just on a wing and a prayer. We have generous support from our partners. So again, last quick mention, don't forget to cast your vote for Judge Eric Morier. This is a political advertisement. The reminder also that the general election is happening on November 3rd. Again, I'll political advertisement. A reminder that you should also cast your vote for Judge Monica Lee. Log on to TexasMetroNews.com or TheGarlandJournal.com or MyEyeMeasure.com, and you could win $300 in toll credits or $250 cash. Just take a short survey. I can verify I've taken it for your chance to win. And last but not least, go to TexasMetroNews.com, click on the Wells Fargo ad, and you could win your own special iMessenger tee or a business card ad for up to 3 months. Invest in your dream. Again, this 12 p.m. It's been a privilege to join you this afternoon. Just like I mentioned, want to leave you with this. Live like there is no plan B. Even if you didn't look forward to today, Monday, today is a day that you woke up, and that means that you have a job to do in your community, in your town, in your nation. There's a greater purpose for you to be here on this earth. Commit to being fully present. Again, keep in touch with us in the news. Email us, message us on social media. Keep in touch with what we've got going on TexasMetroNews.com. Again, we'll be live here with the Stimulus Show for the rest of the week, and there might be a special appearance from Cheryl Smith. I'll be on again on Wednesday with the Millennials talking about some of the latest information that we have going on. You make sure you have a great day. Stay tuned with us for all the news that you need and more to help inform, inspire, and encourage you and the others around you. Have a great day.